It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a special Halloween remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you goblins, ghouls, ghosts, but especially home buyers, to join us at 36 Altura Road, a terrific home in the community of El Dorado, offering numerous amenities and fabulous mountain views. And when you get here, you'll be able to take a tour of this property, enjoy all the Halloween food and fun we have lined up for this afternoon, as well as benefit from all the spooktacular commentary offered by my special guests. So jump on that broom stick and fly over to 36 Altura Road, located in El Dorado, and only a short drive from Santa Fe. Just take I-25 North to exit 290, then follow Route 285 for a half mile or so to the entrance to El Dorado at Avenida Vista Grande. Follow the Sotheby's International Realty open house signs, right to 36 Altura Road. Joining me as guest co-host is my well-known Sotheby's International Realty broker colleague, Deanne Ottaway, as well as the owner of a highly regarded multi-tenant homeowner association management company, Westgate Properties, Mr. Tom Simon. We have a number of other guest commentators offering very useful information during our Halloween and open house program here at 36 Altura Road in El Dorado. But before we bring them on air, we invite you to go to our website and check out all the companies who provide an array of services offering value to you. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and discover these useful resources. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the 1260 KTRC studio, and Braden and Tyler, my talented and never too scary technicians right here at 36 Altura Road in El Dorado, I want to send best wishes to our good friend and regular show commentator, Mr. Ron Blessy, the broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage. Ron would normally be doing his Home Buyers Mortgage chapter this point in the show, but he had surgery on Friday, and he's laid up at home with his arm in a sling. We'll miss your commentary today, good friend, but feel better so you can join all the ghouls, goblins, and monsters next Halloween, as well as all the Sundays in between. So, Gino, tell me, we're sort of doing a little bit of jury-rigged technology today. Does it sound okay?
You're coming through, Ray. We got a little feedback at the beginning of the show, but it's going on right now.
Well, you know, it's always the magic of a live radio show. We are short a little equipment today, so we're actually doing this off of my BlackBerry cell phone, so it just shows you how powerful that little device might be. Anyway, I want to bring on my co-host today, both of whom are here at the open house at 36 Altura Road in the community of El Dorado. Someone who really knows how to throw a Halloween party, my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleague, Deanne Ottaway, and sharing co-hosting duties with us on today's show is Mr. Tom Simon, owner of Santa Fe's well-regarded multi-tenant and homeowner association management company, Westgate Properties. Welcome to the Halloween edition of All Things Real Estate, guys. How are you?
Great. Good morning.
Doing well.
Now, you're probably going to need to lean a little bit towards that BlackBerry, and Deanne is very carefully positioned a little yellow pumpkin next to it, so we'll use that as the cue. I tell you what, in a minute I'm going to ask Deanne to give all of us a verbal tour of this terrific property, but as someone who knows communities in Santa Fe very well, I think you would agree, Tom Simon, that El Dorado is quite a special place, and this home is a very good example of the value that you can get when you buy something in this town. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. It's wonderful on the end of a beautiful little cul-de-sac with sweeping views around El Dorado. As those that have been out here know, the mountains are gorgeous. It's hard to be scared today, given the great weather we're experiencing.
Yeah, we're going to be doing all these Halloween metaphors throughout the show, so bear with us, listening audience. Anyway, Tom, thank you for that sort of civilian eyes commentary about the house. Tom's going to be with me throughout the program today. We're going to talk about a number of issues that are important to him, as well as try to entice all the folks that are out there listening to the show to come and join us here at 36 Altura Road. Again, we have lots of Halloween treats and food. We have costumed people that are actually going to be on and off the show. We have Rose Baca of the Shackley Corporation, which is the health wellness company. She set up her little booth here and is going to be offering some good counsel to people, so we invite you to come on over. Deanne Ottaway, let's start with a little bit of a walking tour through this property. Someone drives from Santa Fe to El Dorado. They come down to 36 Altura Road. They walk in the front door. What are they going to see?
They're going to walk in. They're going to see the home has views. You're driving up the driveway. It's a two-car garage. And when you come in, you're going to see the living room has floor-to-ceiling windows, which you look at your views from there. The kitchen has custom tile with a unique breakfast bar, which, by the way, we have set up with food for anybody that does come out today.
Yeah.
We have all kinds of food available. And then you will walk through the living room and go into the hallway where there's two bedrooms off that, another full bath, and walk into a master bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And it has a great porch outside that was just freshly painted that we all want you to come look at.
Yeah, the owner of the property actually was here earlier, and I commended her for that fine painting job. She was here with her very technical-looking camera, so I guess she's going to be doing some shoots of Deanne's open house today. Deanne, you know El Dorado quite well as a listing broker and a broker with Sotheby's International Realty. Let's step back for a moment and talk from your perspective about some of the advantages of this fabulous community.
Well, this community has an association that is an association that takes care of all the common areas here. Along with being a member of the association, there's a swimming pool that you can utilize here. There's horse facilities. And it's an active membership association, which means a lot to you when you drive in, come down the main road and drive into your house so everything's taken care of and looks great.
Mm-hmm.
There's years before when I started selling real estate in 92 here, I remember lots were $49,000. There was no place to shop, no grocery store. Now they have all these world-renowned restaurants that are close by, shopping centers, all kinds of things that are active. There's cycling, there's Pilates, everything's available here, so you're all encapsulated in a great place here in El Dorado.
And I don't want to be politically incorrect, but there was a front page story about the chickens and the things here in El Dorado, and I found that to be a very good story, actually. It gives you another reason to come on out here to this lovely community. Tom Simon, owner of Westgate Properties, LLC, the multi-tenant and homeowner association management company. You manage a lot of communities around Santa Fe. El Dorado is sort of a unique community. It's a little bit of a drive from downtown Santa Fe, but rather close. From your perspective as a professional in association management, what observations do you have about this community?
Well, it's always been very well run. From my experience, there's a good board of directors. There's a lot of committees. There's an opportunity, really, when you're living in El Dorado to take much more of a part of the community than you would if you were in Santa Fe, for example, because so much of what goes on here, the owners have a voice by attending board meetings, by being a part of the committee. You really can help shape what life is like here for yourself.
And Deanne Ottaway, again, the listing broker here for 36 Altura Road. One statistic that really jumped out at us as brokers, associate brokers of real estate, is that the sales in El Dorado are 50% above what they were just a year ago, which is rather significant and is a good signal for anyone that wants to buy out here. Don't you agree?
Oh, it's amazing. It's just, I don't know where it came from, but it started building and building. And then, you know, the schools out here are great, too. The elementary school is where a lot of people like to come to. And October and November is a good time for people to buy, get in before Christmas, and get into the school system.
Yeah. So people that come out today, I can look in the kitchen here, and I can see that Glenna Bush, who's going to be on the show later on, did a nice little Halloween-themed kitchen arrangement here. Really appreciate that. What are some of the other things that people are going to be able to enjoy when they come here today, Deanne?
Well, the food is here. We have chicken pozole, we have baked beans, Ron Blessing even made goulash for us, so we have gooey goulash for everybody that comes, and we have some desserts. So.
And for anyone who comes today,
Free pumpkins.
Free pumpkins, little cute pumpkins. So we invite all of you buyers out there to come and join us here at 36 Altura Road. Bring your kids. Enjoy some of the costume people that are here. They're going to be both entertaining you and doing some commentary on the radio show. Enjoy all that fabulous food that Deanne was talking about. Gino, I know we're a little bit early here, but I'm going to take a break here and give my technicians a chance to sort of catch up with our ad hoc sort of technology here. So let's take a break here on all things real estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Deanne Ottaway, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, Annie O'Carroll, a famous interior designer, is going to be on the show, and Glenna Bush of I Need a Wife Concierge Service.
PRC. Find us online at santafe.com. Keyword, talk. Now, here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 36 Altura Road in the lovely community of El Dorado. We invite all of you to jump in your car or on this particular day, jump on your broomstick and fly on over here and join us for a Halloween-themed party. We've got food. We've got special commentators. We have people that are dressed in costumes. We have pumpkins for the kids. Anybody that shows up gets a free pumpkin. Rose Baca of the Shackley Corporation, which is the health wellness company, is actually here set up and ready to answer all your questions about how she can help make your life a little bit healthier. So lots of reasons to come on out here on this pre-Halloween Sunday. Before we go back into the show, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. Again, that's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own real estate planning activities. I have a special guest I'm going to be introducing in a second here, but Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, LLC, the multi-tenant management and homeowner association company, is actually my guest co-host today. Tom is out here enjoying all the fun Halloween-related things we're doing. And, again, Tom, this is a pretty nice house, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
And
I'm happy to be here.
Well, happy to have you here, as always. And now I want to bring on a well-known interior designer, Annie O'Carroll, to join me and Tom in some conversation. Happy Halloween, Annie. How are you?
Thank you, Ray. Great today.
You know, I'm just thinking that a year ago we did Halloween together and we were at Deanne Ottaway's other listing.
Exactly.
And you came fully costumed. What happened?
Yes, I did.
You didn't, I mean, you're looking beautiful today, of course, but no costume. What's going
no
on?
No costume. I just, you know, wasn't feeling it that
time. I wasn't feeling it. Well, but your commentary won't be too spooky. It'll be right on topic for sure. Now, you obviously always offer some very useful observations about the properties we do these remote broadcasts from, and I guess we should actually talk about El Dorado. It's a very special community. This property is rather unique. It's on a green belt. It has a lot to offer. What are your observations as an interior designer?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind for me is the light. This house has tremendous natural light, which immediately makes you feel good to me.
Yeah.
And the green belt and the fact that it's on a cul-de-sac is great, and the open spaces and the volume. There's a nice, and it's scaled very well. It's not, you know, there's volume to the spaces, but the rooms aren't so huge that they're unusable.
Yeah, so perfect size. And lots of opportunities here for people. The person who is lucky enough to be the buyer and writes a offer, and Deanne takes it through the process and it's accepted, and the seller is tickled to death. Then they move in, and they've got some things they can do around this property because it's not an occupied house right now, and there are things inside and outside. What would you like to talk about?
Well, the first thing I asked Deanne when I saw the house was, is it a brand new house? And she said, no, it's been, I think, not on the market, but it was built about 12 years ago. So it's very fresh and very clean and very current and up-to-date, so you really could just move into the house. So I want to say that first.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, I think there's a lot of versatility here.
inside the house, there's a space that's adjacent to the living room that you could easily open up and make into an office. The living room's large enough that if you wanted a more formal dining room, you could incorporate dining into the living space, which I think is great. The master has a nice little patio off of it, which you mentioned. But when I was back there, I thought you could even extend that and courtyard that whole space because of the way the house is shaped. It really lends itself to a backyard walled courtyard, and I think that would be great. And even where we're sitting right now, when you look outside, and you have all this space to really make some nice contained gardens around the house is what I think would be really great to do.
When the seller was here earlier and she was doing some photography around the house, she was talking to me about the fact some of that. Of course, she was doing a great job of trying to sell me as a real estate broker on the property, and I was saying to her, you know, that's a very, very good summary, but one thing that she talked about in particular is that because you back up to a green belt, you don't have to worry about other people building around you and obstructing this fabulous mountain view, which from an interior designer standpoint is useful to know because it helps you as you would design something for the interior as you're looking out through the windows, correct?
Yes, you're looking out through the windows, but the way this house is situated is up a little bit, so you could still do a low wall, and it would not obstruct any of your view corridor, but I think would create some kind of intimate garden space.
Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, LLC, again, the multi-tenant and homeowner association management company. El Dorado has, they obviously have a well-established homeowner association, don't they? I mean,
yes.
one of the best, a good example, a good model that you use as a professional in the trade
You
talk to people. Is that the case?
It is. Yeah, they're excellent. They've been that way for a long time. They have a good board of directors, and they've always found good management.
And those things are so critical, and the reason I ask you that, and you hit that one out of the park for sure, is from a buyer's standpoint, not only are they getting good counsel from Annie O'Carroll about how they can transform and create this beautiful space into something that's really personalized, but also, too, moving into this community, knowing that there's a solid homeowner association is very critical. Don't you agree?
I think so. Yeah, I think it really helps. People, when they come home, they need to be happy to be there, and they have a beautiful place here in this house, but I think it's important to have a nice neighborhood, good relationships with people in your neighborhood, and a good, well-run homeowners association really helps that.
I was driving on my way in here. This is the third time I've been in this community for this particular remote broadcast, and I was driving this morning, and everybody saw me. I figured there was something all in my car because everyone was waving at me like they wanted to point out something. But the point is that it is, as Tom was saying, a very friendly community. Annie, in the last minute or so before I let you go, and I want you to hang around here if you can on this pre-Halloween Sunday, any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners about what they could do this particular house?
Well, I think that people should come and take a look. As I always say, since this is a radio show and we're talking about a home, to have an opportunity to come and take a look and enjoy the food and have some fun today would be great, and to think about all the possibilities that you could bring to this home.
Absolutely. Well, great summary, as always. And to key off of what Annie was saying, we invite all of you to come on out here to 36 Altura Road, right in the beautiful community of El Dorado. Easy to get to. Just come on over from Santa Fe on I-25 North, take 285 South to the El Dorado entrance. Come on in. You'll see all the stuff at the International Realty Broker open house signs. Follow it around, and you'll be able to meet the famous Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer, who's going to stay here through the rest of the show. Annie, thanks so much for bringing some commentary to the program, and enjoy the rest of your Halloween, even though you're not costumed today.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay, talk to you soon. I'm looking for my friend Glenna Bush. Glenna, are you around somewhere? Let's bring Glenna on in a minute here. Tom, while we wait for Glenna to show up here, there are a number of things that we're going to have you talk about. One of them in particular later on deals with certification, sort of a mind-boggling course that you're going through as a professional association management person. And just to tease the listeners, why don't you talk for 1 minute about that, and then I'll bring Glenna Bush on the show.
Well, that has to do with, it started for me with a 1,442-unit community that I visited in Colorado, and met all the board of directors. I met committee members and members of the various
organizations like the golf course. There's an 18-hole golf course. There's restaurants. I met the directors of those. And then we were given a series of questions that we take back home to answer. And it takes about a month to finish, and it's about 100 hours.
Wow.
So I'm in the middle of that right now.
You are. And not to diminish it at all, but it sounds really fun. You were able to be at a golf course and a fine restaurant. That doesn't sound like work to me. I'm just kidding, of course.
It was terribly difficult.
Right? I'm sure it is. Well, in the second half of the show, we're going to get into sort of the substance of what Tom's talking about. This is very important. It actually is a message for everyone out there about having a professional with these kinds of certifications. When you are talking to a professional homeowner association management company, I want to shift gears, though, and welcome Glenna Bush, owner of the interestingly named I Need a Wife Concierge Service. Welcome to the show, Glenna. How are you?
I'm just fine. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, and you have such a fabulous costume on. I'm going to move the phone over just a little bit because you're such a soft-spoken lady. So I know that you're very good friends with today's open house host, Deanne Ottaway, and you and I actually did an interview a year ago during Halloween at a previous open house that Deanne did.
Yes, we did.
I'm just thinking that maybe we ought to make this an annual tradition on Halloween. Can you come on the show beautifully costumed like that? Is that okay with you?
It works for me.
I tell you what, why don't you share with everybody what I Need a Wife Concierge Service is all about. It's well known, but just to refresh the listeners' memory.
I started this business because I needed a wife, and I figured that there was a lot of professional men and women out there who also could use a wife. So we are professional cleaning and concierge services, and we're here for the professional man or woman who needs someone to do the things they don't have time to do.
I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, I know you can hear me. I'm going to have Glenna stay on the show here. We're going to go into the next segment. Why don't we take a break here on All Things Real Estate? We invite all of you to come on out to 36 Altura Road. Join us for this Halloween celebration. Tour this beautiful property. See El Dorado. Enjoy some food. Get a free pumpkin. And see the beautifully dressed Glenna Bush. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute, and I'll continue to interview
your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 36 Altura Road here in the beautiful community of El Dorado. We invite all of you to come on over here and enjoy the food and beverages that are being laid out and offered to everyone that comes to the open house today. Take a tour of this property, get a free pumpkin, a little baby pumpkin that's right here on the table in front of me, and also enjoy the commentary from my special guest. I want to, before I go back to my conversation here, I want to remind you that with a nearly 150-year history in Santa Fe, Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center has evolved into a sophisticated and comprehensive acute care hospital serving a 7-county area of north-central New Mexico with a population of nearly 300,000. The 268-bed hospital uses cutting-edge technology, has a long-standing commitment to recruiting and retaining highly qualified physicians, and offers a variety of medical specialties. With more than 5,500 surgical procedures performed each year, Christus St. Vincent also experiences close to 60,000 annual patient visits. Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center, has one of only 3 trauma centers in New Mexico and has the second busiest emergency department in the state, offering high-level quality and compassionate care in a wide range of specialties. For more information about Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center, please go to their website, www.stvin.org. That's www.stvin.org, or call them at 505-995-8800. We're delighted to have them as new supporters of All Things Real Estate, and they kicked off our brand new unique destination segment last Sunday, and we will be having them on the show on a regular basis. So anyway, back to my conversation right now with Glenna Bush, the owner of the interestingly named I Need a Wife Concierge Service. Again, Glenna, you were describing to the listeners in the last segment about the services that your company offers. Let's talk for a moment, though, about something that's rather unique to today's experience, and that is that you have been a longtime resident of El Dorado, and I think you've been here, I think you said, for 13 years,
mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And obviously you like it here.
I love it.
Yeah, so what are some of the reasons why people should consider El Dorado as a destination and why, in fact, someone should buy 36 Altura Road?
Well, one reason is there is spacious out here. You have a lot of space. You have neighbors and they're not too close, mm-hmm. what I love about it.
Yeah, but they can be if you want them to be.
Yeah,
right?
If you want them to be.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of land, the school, got a great school out here. We've moved here 13 years ago for all of these reasons, and it's not that far in the town. A lot of people say it is, but if you try living in California, you'll find out that this is nothing to go into town here.
Yeah.
About 15 minutes.
And not bad traffic at all. I 25 north, that's never busy, that's for sure.
Oh, no.
And even though we talked about it in the opening segment of the show, Gwen, about the fact that sales here in El Dorado were up 50% over a year ago, there still is so much property out here, so much open space,
mm-hmm.
It does not feel at all congested.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Great place to live, great place to raise your kids.
Yeah. And, again, you've been here for 13 years. Has your part of El Dorado changed significantly, as far as plants growing up and people moving in and out? The question I have before I let you answer that question is, when people come and move here, do they stay here pretty much like you for a long time?
Yes, they do. Until they come to kids when they go into ninth grade and parents have a lot of activities in town, they move out. But they move out. When they do, they're very sad about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have to do what you have to do for your kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And so what part of El Dorado do you guys live in?
We live up in near Dos Gregos area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you've lived there for 13 years?
Yes, we have.
You can't imagine living anywhere else, I imagine.
No.
Yeah.
My husband and I both decided we're going to die here.
Yeah. Well, not right away.
No.
At least wait till the show's over.
Yeah.
Anyway, but
thanks, Ray.
Glenn, I'm going, well, you're too young to die. Anyway. And she's so well costumed today. You have to come out here to 36 Altura Road, see Glenna Bush of I Need a Wife Concierge Service. She's got her Halloween costume on. She's actually dishing up some of the food and refreshments that are being offered today. And if you come here, you can also get a free pumpkin. Glenna, thanks so much for being on All Things Real Estate. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. And we will have you on before a year has elapsed. But we'll definitely have you back on next Halloween, okay?
Thank you so much, Ray.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
And I want to resume my conversation with my guest co-host, Tom Simon, the owner of Westgate Properties, LLC, the multi-tenant and homeowner association management company. Tom, you teased the listeners in the last segment about this arduous process that you're going through to receive this certification. Why don't we break it down so that it's understandable to people? Why is going through this process, at the end of the day, important to people who maybe enlist Westgate Property for their own homeowner association management?
Sure. It's about the training and the experience that you gain from the process.
Mm-hmm.
I've been managing real estate and community associations for more than 20 years. And this particular certification is considered really the flagship certification for my business. It's the PhD of association management.
Mm-hmm.
We have 7 prerequisites having to do with how long you've been in the business, having to do with other classes that I've taken. I've done all that. This particular class is a 2-day investigating a community, interviewing everybody. There's a group of 24 of us that go through it. And then we go home and we have 30 days to respond to 10 questions about the community, everything from how to make their food and beverage department profitable to are they properly adhering to the rules and regulations and the laws of the state of Colorado in this particular case, because it was in Colorado. This is a this community that I visited is a 55 and older community, so it falls under some special federal laws that allow the community to basically, it's an exemption from the family discrimination portion of HUD.
Uh-huh. And so as a result, the message with that is that the constituency, 55 and older, different needs in that community than you might find in a community that has a wider range of individuals. individuals, no children, obviously.
Right. Although they can have children. You just have to have one person that's 55 or older in the household.
I see.
Most of them are considered PIPs. Do you know what a PIP is?
Tell me and the listeners what a PIP is.
A previously important person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's populated by previously important people, people who are former CEOs and CFOs and so forth, the corporations that have retired that live there now, and they do know how to run an association.
I'm sure they do. They bring all that management skill to the table.
They can't
get it out of the system.
A lot of type A personalities.
I'm sure.
Which creates its own issues, which I'm currently studying and helping to resolve in my response to these questions.
All right, right. So you address the 10 questions, and you do it through a rather long paper that you have to prepare?
Right. It's a written document that's expected to be in the neighborhood of 100 to 120 pages. The typical length of time it takes to respond over the course of 30 days is about 100 hours.
Uh-huh.
And it's important for the communities that I manage because they're going to get somebody that has a lot more experience just by going through this process. I'm having to study a great deal about condominium law, homeowners association law, and so forth.
But that's applicable for Colorado.
It's applicable for Colorado, but, for example, the laws that we're dealing with are pretty universal. There are uniform laws that are applied throughout the country. Each state, however, has its own sort of variation.
How they tweak it, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one of the interesting things. It's not like we're selling computers or cell phones, but devices the same no matter the jurisdiction.
Right.
In real estate and certainly in property management, there requires you as a professional, a licensed professional, whether you're a real estate broker or a licensed professional management person like Tom Simon, to understand the law and the implications and to be current. And that's
exactly.
One of the reasons why we all go through continuing education, so that we can be up to speed with what the new statutes are.
Right.
And in fact, that's good for consumers at the end of the day, don't you agree?
I absolutely do agree. I wanted to mention that there are 6 people currently with a certification in the state of New Mexico.
Just 6.
So I'll be number 7.
Wow, 007.
Right, exactly.
no secret agent thing about we should have actually dressed like James Bond today.
I thought you were dressed like James Bond.
Anyway, well, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about something else that's on your radar screen, and that is, if you sent to me in a message in quotations, is annual meeting season, which for people that are out there in the listening audience that live in a homeowner or a condo association, that's important stuff, isn't it?
It is. We're looking at budgets for next year, and the boards are determining what the dues will be next year, so this is the time when the decisions that the boards make have a significant impact on the day-to-day life of each of the unit owners.
Earlier in the year, Tom Sommer and I did two remote broadcasts that Westgate Properties LLC actually sponsored for public dissemination of useful information about condo and homeowner associations. And we actually had some legislators on both shows, one in January and one in June. And they talked in the January session about what the legislature was going to be dealing with that has impacted on homeowner and condo associations. And then in June, I guess depending on your political perspective, they gave either the good or the bad news about what the legislature did not do.
Mm-hmm.
Just projecting ahead, Tom, as a professional in property management, are there things that you would like to see the legislature take up in the next session that starts in January?
Well, the Homeowner Association Act, which was the big deal earlier in the year, and which was approved almost unanimously by both houses, was not signed by the governor for whatever reason, even though the economic impact to the state was negligible, according to the state agency that reviews that. Whether or not that will be revised in its next session will depend on whether or not the legislators that sponsor it are tired of it or not. I think that it may well be, but it's only going to be a 30-day session.
Right.
The HOA Act is really, I think, important because it allows for certain rules to be applied toward homeowner associations, like El Dorado, for example, that are already part of the lives of condominium owners.
I'd say. And the reason why, from your standpoint, that's significant, is it for uniformity's sake?
Well, I think it's really to protect the unit owners, that they receive the same sort of disclosure and notice that condominium owners have under the Condominium Act.
So protected by the law is a good thing across the board, whether you're a condo or a homeowner.
I think so.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that don't agree with that point of view, that think that there's already enough legislation for homeowners associations. But I've seen firsthand that owners get involved with a community and they don't have the governing documents. They're not receiving the same sort of disclosure that condominium owners are getting when they buy into the community.
Well, you've heard it here today, Mr. Tom Simon of Westgate Properties LLC, the multi-tenant and homeowner and condo association management company. He has given the marching orders to the legislature.
Yeah, right.
When they reconvene in January. Now, seriously, from his standpoint as a professional in the trade, some very good points. Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. We invite all of you to come on out here to 36 Altura Road in El Dorado. Enjoy some of the fabulous food that's being offered. Meet with Rose Baca of the Shackley Corporation, the health wellness company. Meet Tom Simon, Glenna Bush, Annie O'Carroll, and most importantly, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Deanne Ottaway, who is
doing. Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard.
Right. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and by the sound of that music, you know that we have reached our famous Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. Great company. Invite you to go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and check them out. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 36 Altura Road here in the fabulous community of El Dorado. We invite all of you to come on out here, enjoy some food and beverages, get a free pumpkin, take a tour of this lovely property, and actually meet all of my very special guests who have been providing terrific commentary today. And with that, I want to let Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer extraordinaire, actually say a couple of words here before I let her go and we go into our last segment on the show. Annie, what are your thoughts?
Well, I was thinking about the value of this home and the acreage and where it is and the cul-de-sac and the community and all of that, and I was reflecting on when, you know, I bought my first house,
mm-hmm.
which was about 10 years ago here in Santa Fe, and we had about $300,000, $350,000 to spend, and we wouldn't even get out of the car at most of the houses that, you know, we looked at.
Yeah.
So the value here is incredible to me.
Yeah.
The freshness of the house, the location of the house, the land it's on, the potential the house has, you could grow into this house.
Right.
I think it's really an amazing value.
Yeah.
So,
well, listen, that's music to Deanne Ottaway's ears, my associate broker colleague at Sotheby's International Realty. Very good way of describing from a buyer's standpoint why, in fact, they ought to seriously consider 36 Altura Road. Thanks so much, Annie O'Carroll, for being on the show today. And if you're interested in checking out either Annie O'Carroll or Glenna Bush of I Need a Wife Called Sierra Service, again, go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Look for both of their logos. Click on it, and either of them will be more than happy to help you out with your respective needs, either interior design or call Sierra Service activities. Annie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay, back to my special co-host today, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties Multi-Tenant Management and Homeowner Association Company. And also I'm inviting my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Deanne Ottaway, who is a listing broker here at 36 Altura Road, to join us in the conversation as we wind down the show. Tom, your last thoughts about this property and about El Dorado again. Both as a civilian, just someone who walked in to look at this property, but also, too, as a professional property management person.
Well, I want to just take the opportunity to say that seeing the house through Annie's eyes, you see all the potential of this property, and it's really quite amazing to be able to have a professional interior decorator here providing feedback on the house, because I think that if you were to purchase this house, and you were to hire Annie to help you kind of organize things, it would be, it's an amazing, amazing value for $350,000.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's so good at it and has done a terrific job today in describing all the fabulous features of this property and the great endorsement. And I suspect she'll be putting something in her Christmas stocking for that very nice endorsement. Thank you so much. I'm going to have both of you and Deanne Ottaway close out the show with me. Deanne, again, summarize for the listeners all the reasons why they should come here today to 36 Altruin Road.
Well, the price of the home is $335,000, so it's even a better deal than
$350,000.
I can say that 2 years ago it was on the market for $425,000, so it has went down, down, down. It's a great value. We have all these free pumpkins, free food, and I'm here till 2 o'clock in the Sunday paper. If you have that, it's listed under the map I-69. So I'm here till 2. Come down and enjoy this property.
Absolutely, and that was the Santa Fe, New Mexico, that always, every Sunday, has a major real estate section, including a map of all the open houses that are on tour. Lots of reasons to come to El Dorado today, not the least of which, and we haven't talked about this, is it's an incredibly beautiful day and probably one of the few remaining Sundays this year that we can guarantee warm temperatures and sunshine. Don't you agree, Deanne?
Absolutely. It's beautiful today.
Yeah. And we've got a real Halloween theme going on here. Gino, I don't think I've heard any Halloween music going on, but that's okay. We've been talking up Halloween left and right. Maybe if you want to, under me, you can play a little scary music if you want to, Gino. Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, LLC, some of the advantages, again, to summarize for listeners, why being a buyer and coming to El Dorado might be a wise decision to make.
Well, Annie mentioned the fact that in El Dorado, the values are fantastic. You're buying into a homeowners association that is well-run.
Yeah.
With rules, regulations, architectural guidelines that are enforced, and that really helped stabilize property values out here.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact that it's just a fabulous place to live, you have beautiful views. This is one of those types of communities where people come to buy here because of the quality schools that are here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really a lot to offer out here.
Yeah. And, Deanne, again, just summarizing the three major points about this house, the interior, lots of things that I'm looking at, high ceilings, lots of open spaces, Annie O'Carroll talked about, lots of light coming through here. Some of the other things that you want to point out.
I think location. The other one is the price. The price is amazing price. And the views and the sunset, it's in a magical corner on a greenbelt. So come see it for yourself.
Yeah, and the significance of the greenbelt is that no one will be building next to you, so those views will be in perpetuity, if I'm not incorrect in that regard.
Right. Everything's been built around here, so what you see is what is allowed to be built here.
Uh-huh. And Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, again, as you talked about in your experience, El Dorado has a very solid homeowner association. Well-capitalized, I assume. They probably have a great reserve fund for any of the improvements that need to be made in this community.
I'm sure they do. I haven't looked at it, but I know that that's something that concerns them, and I'm sure that they've had their reserve study and the manager who made sure that the board keeps that bank account where it should be.
Mm-hmm. And, again, just from your own personal interest, the two or three reasons why the professional certification process that you're going through right now should make a difference to someone when they're thinking about a homeowner association management company?
Well, in terms of the certification and so forth, having a certification through the Community Association Institute, as I do, sends the message that the property is in good hands, that it's being well run, that the standards are being kept in terms of the way things ought to be operate. For example, the governing documents are being adhered to, the income and expenses are being looked at every month by a professional interpreted on behalf of the board to the community,
That
you know, the property is well run.
Great summary of reasons why. Tom Simon, we've done a number of these remote broadcasts together before for public forums, sharing information with people about homeowner and condo associations. I think you might be thinking about doing another one maybe early next year, tying
right
with the legislative session. Again, I want you to stay tuned to that because these are very, very helpful events at Tom Simon at Westgate Properties host. We appreciate, I think the community appreciates you doing it, and it's also a good way for people to learn about the highly qualified Westgate Properties LLC. Dan, last minute or so, last thoughts for the listeners today. I know we've got great food out here. We've got costumes galore. We've got pumpkins. We've got a great house. We've got sunshine. Am I missing anything?
No.
Great people. Great people.
Yes, absolutely, mm-hmm. The great people. And, again, the Sotheby's signs are out with orange balloons. And just also for everybody coming out, there's, I believe, 11 open houses that Sotheby's agents are having, too. So come in and see everything that's going around in El Dorado.
And I also invite you to come on out here. If you, besides all those other reasons, you can meet Rose Baca of Shackley Corporation, the health wellness company. She's got a little area set up, and she can chat with you about the services that she has to offer. So with that, I want to thank my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleague, Deanne Ottaway, for letting us broadcast from this open house event here at 36 Altura Road, located in the community of El Dorado, which all of you are invited to attend. Again, thank you, Tom Simon, owner of Westgate Properties, for being my guest co-host today and for bringing, as always, some very valuable commentary. Look forward
thank
to being with you again soon. Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage, I hope you're feeling okay. I know you were going to be listening to the show. Ron had surgery on Friday. Get that shoulder healed up so we can get out here and start battling some ghouls and goblins out there in the marketplace. Not too many, of course. None of them here today at 36 Altura Road. I want to thank Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer, and Gwenna Bush, owner of I Need a Wife Concierge Services. Thank you, as always, for bringing great commentary to the show. Gino Thompson, my producer, Braden and Tyler, my technicians, as well as Kate, Debbie, Mike, and John at Sotheby's International Realty. Thank you for giving our loyal listeners a terrific Halloween show. Lastly, thank you for tuning into the program today. I'm going to be back in the studio next week. We've got a couple of remote broadcasts before we end the year, but we invite you again to come on out here to 36 Altura Road here in the beautiful community of El Dorado. Enjoy some food, some costumes, some pumpkins that we're giving away, but most importantly, enjoy a tour of this beautiful property. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.